L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much. Hey, sports fans. Cam Stewart here with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. If you want an edge, cappers, you got to get on the grid. Matt Nagy still has Mitchell Trubisky's back. He says he's the number one guy. The Chicago Bears coach insisting that the quarterback's benching had zero to do with the Bears' pivots play. Nagy insisting it was solely because of injury. Trubisky has a right hip pointer now with the injury happening on a sack at the end of the second quarter. He was replaced by Chase Daniel before the Bears took offense for the final drive versus the Rams. Trubisky's been criticized all year long for his play, and it's not good. Last night, just 24 for 43, one touchdown, one pick before being removed in the 17-7 defeat. The loss was Chicago's fifth in the last six games. These guys are one of the favorites, and Trubisky, the former number two overall pick, hasn't passed for more than 200 yards in three straight games. He ranks 33rd of 33 quarterbacks in yards per attempt this season, guys who qualify. Cleveland Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens made his first public comments today since the ugly on-field incident last week where Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett hit Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph over the head with a helmet. Garrett has since been suspended indefinitely, but he's appealing the suspension. Kitchens defending the 23-year-old, calling him a quote-unquote a good guy, a great guy, and says he will support Garrett in all forms and also called the incident a horrible lapse of judgment on his part. Still with the Brownies, quarterback Baker Mayfield will be keeping some cash in his wallet. Cleveland single caller won't have to pay $12,500 for criticizing NFL officials in their Week 5 game. He won his appeal today. Mayfield lambasting the refs over multiple calls they said went against them in the Browns' 38-28 loss to the Seattle Seahawks back on October 13th. According to reports from the NFL, Baker's words were deemed not strong enough to warrant a fine and losing cash. The NFL made some schedule changes too. This for Week 13, Sunday, November 1st, red-hot Oakland versus Kansas City. It's been moved from 1 o'clock to 4:25 on CBS. And interesting, that Cleveland-Pittsburgh game has been moved from 4:25 to the 1 p.m. slot that day on CBS. NFL Monday Night or tonight, a battle of AFC West heavyweights from Mexico City. High altitude tonight, Kansas City -5 versus the Chargers, total 53 flat. If you're looking for a first half line, the Chiefs are favored by 3, total 26. In NCAA news, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has undergone hip surgery. The highly touted pivot is expected to make a full recovery. Great news there, according to Crimson Tide doctors. His college football season is over, but now his NFL dream is very much alive. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets have waived veteran Ryan Anderson today. Houston has no plans for the vacant roster spot, which could be filled by guard Chris Clemens. Houston's James Harden and Orlando's Nick Vucevic have been named NBA Players of the Week. Busy night in the association. We got 9 games on the sched. Let's get things going at 7 o'clock. Cleveland at New York. Knicks -5, 209.5, 7:30 action. Indiana at Brooklyn. Nets -2, 216. Charlotte, they're at Toronto. The Raptors laying 8.5, 215 your total. 8 o'clock action. Milwaukee -8.5 at Chicago, 231. Portland and Houston, the Rockets -7.5, 231. 8:30, San Antonio at Dallas. Mavericks -4.5, 223. 9 o'clock, Boston and Phoenix. Suns -3.5, 227.5 is your total. Mini at Utah. Jazz, 9.5-point favorites, 219. And 10:30, OKC at LA. Clippers -9, 222. Top 25 NCAA hoops. Early 6:30 tip. Charleston Southern at number 3, Michigan State. Spartans -35.5. Total 142, 7 o'clock, Utah Valley at number 9, Kentucky. Wildcats laying 25, 134. 8 o'clock, Colgate at number 22, Auburn. Tigers 15, 149.5. 8:30, Stetson, the smell of success at 10. Ohio State Buckeyes -31, 128.5. Your total 9. UC Irvine at 23, Colorado. Buffaloes -11, 136.5. And UTSA is at number 17, Utah State Aggies, -19.5, 152. In baseball, Derek Jeter and Jason Giambi, a pair of former Yankees among several players, making their debut on the BBWAA Hall of Fame ballot in 2020. Brutal news for the Montreal Canadiens star forward Jonathan Drouin. He's going to be out 8 weeks after undergoing wrist surgery today, and Paul Byron of the Habs also out indefinitely. He got hurt in Friday's win. Both of these guys injured versus the Capitals. New Jersey, they've waived goaltender Corey Schneider today, sending him down to the American Hockey League. They've called up Louis Domingue. He'll back up starter Mackenzie Blackwood. And Toronto forward Trevor Moore out at least two more games with a shoulder injury. The team called up Pierre Engvall from the AHL's Marlies. Just two in hockey tonight. 7 o'clock action gets it started. Anaheim at Washington Capitals. Minus 225. 6 is your total. 9 o'clock LA at Arizona. The Coyotes, they're minus 165. 5.5 low total there. MMA news. Ben Askren retiring already today. He's calling it quits. He went 1-2. In the octagon after signing on with the UFC late last year. I'm Cam Stewart. Join me and Gabe Morenci for Red Heat and Rage. Gabe back on location at the FanDuel Sportsbook. His band Homicide playing over the weekend, and he is back to action. We'll break down tonight's Thursday nighter and the sports betting board. Game time decisions and Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage back in the saddle as we throw it down here at the Sports Grid Studio. FanDuel Sportsbook on this Monday night at the Meadowlands. The National Football League's in Mexico City. This evening we'll be breaking it down. We've already given a bunch of props earlier in the day. We'll continue with that theme. We've got a full slate of NBA basketball tonight, NHL hockey, college basketball, some college football talk. It's Grey Cup week as our boy Clam Chowder is getting ready to go to the 107th edition of the Grey Cup. Clam Chowder was in attendance in Montreal over the weekend. We were on the road, but we're back. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart holding it down. What's going on, Cam?
What's happening, Gabe? Nice to see you back. Hope the concert was good, buddy, and you had some good times there. As for Clam Chowder, love the man. Hopefully I don't have any money to give to a GoFundMe account, Gabe. A couple tough games over the weekend in the NFL. I had Denver, had a piece of Buffalo was my biggest play, but man, I don't know what I was thinking with the Washington Redskins smashing that game. That was a stooge move. Crazy NFL week. A lot of these underdogs just coming through in Atlanta. Back-to-back wins, beating the Saints and the Carolina Panthers. That game was a shocker. And you know what it was, Gabe? None of them games were close, too. Usually they live off, you know, you could catch a game on a teaser or something, but a lot of blowouts, too. Usually real tight action when we're doing the show on Sunday going, ooh, the last few minutes, we'll see. But a lot of these games, blowouts, we haven't had a week like this in a while.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with tonight's football game. I expect the Kansas City Chiefs to show up and play well. They've owned the Chargers over the years. They've won 9 of the last 10 times that they've played against the Chargers. Chargers season's on the line tonight. Their season's already done. Let's just be real. But their season's on the line tonight, literally and figuratively. They can't lose tonight's football game. Although Kansas City can't lose tonight's football game as the upstart and very surprising Oakland Raiders are in pursuit of a playoff spot right now. The Raiders aren't letting up, and, you know, the Raiders' schedule was so difficult to start the season. They went on the road, man. They didn't play a home game for like 6 weeks or something like that. But that means that the schedule softens up for them, and these guys are battle-tested. They've been flying around the world. They even went to London. They've been flying all around America and London and all over the place. You know, now road trips to New York will seem easy for them. They get the Jets this week. The Raiders are in the picture right now. The Raiders cashed their season win total. The Bills cashed their season win total yesterday.
Correct.
With their seventh win. And I guess it's fitting that George Kurtz will join us on the show. Because we all remember George laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And listen, I don't want to mush the Bills, so I'm not going to come out swinging
it
right now.
No, don't.
They're 7-3. Let's let the season end first, right?
Exactly. But
whatever, man. They just have to go 3-3, and they're 10-6.
49ers cashed as well, Gabe. They already hit the over.
49ers cashed their season win total. Yeah. That's nuts. Because theirs was higher. Buffalo and the Raiders is lower.
You know? Lower.
All right, Kurtz is next. Get ready, Kurtz.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Get on the grid. Zumo TV, Channel 719. I'm Moretzi. We're throwing it down here. The Sports Grid Studio, FanDuel Sportsbook. Looking forward to tonight's Monday night football game this evening. A lot of stuff going on in the National Football League. The playoff picture is starting to come together a little bit right now. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. And I said, it seems to me that the playoff chase and the playoff sort of stress had begun earlier than usual this year for teams. FanDuel's got props up to make the playoffs. And I really wanted to get this bet in before I left last week. And will the Buffalo Bills make the playoffs? They were minus 140. Yes.
Right.
Except I knew they were going to beat the Dolphins. Yeah, Cam, I was like, they're going to beat the Dolphins, and then it's going to be like minus 270. Like, the Bills to make the playoff props been bouncing around a lot. Like, it was like minus 600 or something like that. I'm looking right now. They don't have it up right now. They only have, like, a bunch of teams that aren't going to make the playoffs.
Oh, God.
Well, they have the Dallas Cowboys.
140 is a great price, man, and for these guys.
You think Dallas Cowboys going to make the playoffs? Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, they'll squeeze.
I say they will.
Yeah, it's tight, though. That's real tight. Minnesota's
Philadelphia's
really
lucky no
they came back. Philadelphia blows, man. That game against New England, like, oh, my God. New England's offense is horrible.
Dallas
like,
should win that division.
I think they should, too. If you break it down with Philadelphia's injuries, they're just a little bit, they're not as explosive. Dak Prescott and that team, they can do their thing. It's tight, but I prefer Dallas over Philadelphia. Philadelphia really pissed away a great opportunity. New England played like junk, and they still couldn't get it done. They cover the teaser, but they can't even win or cover a point spread. I expected more from Philadelphia. These New England games, too, a lot of unders, Gabe. They're having real offensive problems. It's their defense, right? It's an interesting world we're living in with these guys. They can't score points.
I got a dude in a Devils t-shirt talking to me. What's up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, Corey Schneider.
I like Kansas City tonight, yeah. Yeah, -4.5. Lay the points. Lay the points. I'll be laying the points. Can we get this guy on camera here? Can we get a shot of him?
Yeah, show me Devils.
Yeah, come up here for a second. You come up, come under the rope. Yeah, you gotta love this guy. Come under the rope, Devil fan.
I love the Devils jersey, man. I used to have one when I was a kid. I had a Kirk
Muller
jersey.
What's your name, sir? Angelo.
Oh, this
nice
guy's
to meet
great.
You, Angelo. Hey, how you doing?
He's got the old school Devil shirt too. That's
he's got the old. Yeah, I like you got the old school, the green Devils.
Yeah, the green.
The old school Devil fan, huh? Yeah, I like Kansas City. They're gonna win by more than 4.5. What do you got? Yeah, pull out a gun.
There we go. Show and tell. He's showing you his wallet. What's in the wallet, buddy? Or tickets.
He's got a ticket here. Bally's Atlantic City.
Oh, Pat Knight.
What do you got here? North American football. Baltimore Ravens -4. Look at you, Ravens.
Yeah, winner.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. 200 a pop, too, huh? I had to fix game. He's got $400 in winners here. Now you got to go back to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Well, you're in AC this weekend.
Yeah.
What game was fixed? He says, did it win for you? Yeah. This guy came up to him with a fixed game, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah, they beat Georgia Tech 45.
All right, nice to meet you. Listen, I gotta keep talking here. Nice to meet you, Angelo. Yeah, I'm on the Chiefs tonight. Nice to meet you. All right.
Wow. Now the problem is game. Yeah, no, I like that guy because the thing is he's got winning tickets in his wallet. Now everyone knows what he looks like. Is that the guy that's getting on the bus to Atlantic City? Feeling stabby.
I told him to go under the rope.
Yeah.
He just like smashed the thing like a wrestler. Okay. Like bam. Yeah. Like he didn't care. Like he didn't even care to pick it up after. He just knocked it over. Like, get out of my
Michelob. George.
You like the old school Devils with the green?
Yeah,
George Kurtstep's gonna be tough to top. Angelo, what's up? See, Cam, this is what I deal with, buddy.
I like it though.
This is what I deal with.
With you. Right. Love that.
What's up, George Kurtz?
Hey George.
Well, yeah. Poor Angelo may not have been in the best of shape to get under that rope, so he may not have had any choice but to go through the rope. So, I appreciate the confidence Cowboys making the playoffs here, but one thing you might want to keep
nice
in mind.
Nice jersey, Kurtz. Looking like smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, usually I would wear a college shirt and forgot about it. That was on Skype. Oops. But Philadelphia, man, last few games of the season.
I noticed
Miami,
Kurtz.
Those Giants.
Kurtz is only
Washington.
A Cowboy fan after they win. Like when they lose, I knew they weren't going to be good. And then Mondays after they win, you're wearing
Cowboy
shirts. I've caught on to you. All you Cowboy fans are the same. You all, when they lose, you don't call in. I remember when the Cowboys would win every Monday. How about them Cowboys?
What about Corey?
Cowboys lose, they disappear. Corey's the same way.
Yeah, you get on me, Liz. Corey's the big Warrior fan. On the Cowboys. Now today I'm a bandwagon fan. Weird, Gabe.
Yeah.
Make up your mind which kind of guy I am, by the way. By the way, if you want to take a little cruise of the room here, there's plenty of Cowboy memorabilia. I have no problem telling people I'm a Cowboy fan. Hell, my wallet says Dallas Cowboys on them.
You got one of those Dallas Cowboys credit cards?
No, I've never done that. Cowboys, Islanders, or Yankees.
You're not a real fan,
Bills
then.
Credit card, Gabe. I love those cards.
It'd be a hardcore fan. I'll get
my
rejected.
Does have a Yankee emblem.
So that's pretty hardcore.
Yankee.
Like your checkbook has a Yankee. Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. You're a fan. Yeah.
There's the checkbook.
Do you have a Cowboys tattoo?
No, I'm afraid of needles, man. I would get the star, but I don't like needles.
You got two stars
all.
On your ass, George. One for each cheek.
Yeah, wife would love that.
One over each nipple, Cam.
Yeah,
like two stars, like right here.
That's right. Hey, baby, I'm Kurtz.
No, not getting a star, not getting the Yankee emblem, not getting the Islander thing either. Yeah. No one necessarily.
It's like I remember.
I passed through. I'm like, I'm not getting Scott.
I remember Eric Cohen telling me that he said, Cohen told me, he goes, I'm the biggest Bill fan there is. I said,
sure
you're not
are.
The biggest Bill fan there is. I said, you're a big Bills fan, but you're not a bigger fan than the Black Elvis or the guy that dresses up like a baker. Oh. like you're not a bigger Bills fan than that guy. Like, that guy's been there. You know,
But the Lions games. You like the Lions and the Bills. You can't be a big fan of a team if you got a second team. But
Like Pancho Bila, may he rest in peace. He was a Bills fan. Like, that's a Bills fan. Like, you got to be all in. Like, hey, I'm a, you know, like I told him, I said, you're a Bills observer. You're a Bills observer. You observe the Bills, but you're not like, you know, there's different levels to fandom.
There is.
Yeah, yeah.
There is.
Yeah, you're right. Like, if the Lions were good, Cohen would be on that wagon so fast.
Exactly. He loves the Lions when they're winning games, which is rarely.
I like the Lions. There are cousins, but that's it. That's as far as it goes. It's like, hey, what's up, buddy? Like, yeah. We wish the Lions well. See, yeah, Kurtz, I'm not gonna like bring up the Bills or anything because I don't want to mush it. I want them to cruise to, like, you know. Now I'm thinking maybe 11 wins, and we're gonna find the tape from that show, and how hard you laugh. But we're not there yet. But I look
you don't
forward
have to, find it. I've never denied
Thursday.
It.
Thursday.
You like to think that I deny
these but
things.
I want to. No, I want to. I just want to hear your mocking tone.
And it looks like I will
be wrong. To next Thursday.
Such is life. I'll move on.
When the Bills roll in the Dallas.
I'll give Kurtz a little bit of credit, Gabe. When I did the weekend show with him, he liked the wins over 6.5, but he didn't like the juice. I'll defend him a little bit.
I have the Bills at 8 wins.
I do remember that.
He's mad because I laughed. Not so much that I didn't say they'd win 10, but because I laughed.
But then,
Kurt,
I look at things. I'm an equal observer because I like both of you guys. But you also were kind of, when Gabe was talking Bills, you were putting in a couple barbs there too, right? So it works both ways. It was both ways.
Listen, I'm going to be wrong. I have no problem admitting I'm wrong. I mean, Gabe thinks I'm still delving on this.
I bet on the Redskins this week. No Kurtz, I'm an idiot.
Larry and Wawa says Kurtz is probably a big Harlem Globetrotter fan.
Harlem Globetrotter fan!
It's one of two basketball games I've seen.
Who doesn't like the Trotters?
Love them.
Everyone likes the Harlem Globetrotters.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Here's how it works. Nice and simple. 1, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. 2, make a deposit. And 3, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details, guys. And back to you, Morenci, with our boy, George Kurtz.
Yeah, I see, I don't want to get into this deeply or anything, but Chick-fil-A says it's going to end donations. I just see breaking news. Chick-fil-A says it will end donations to groups critical of the LGBTQ community. And all I have to say is, damn. That Popeye sandwich is really having an impact.
Seriously.
They must, Popeye's must really have, put a smacking freaking dent into them. Like,
they're
really
crushing the
hardcore.
Chicken market. They are.
Yeah, for them, they just threw, they basically just threw their so-called moral out the window. Like, next they're going to be open on Sundays. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
It's amazing what, the Popeye sandwich... They're like, we're not going to be donating to
it. It makes them question their moral compass, like God. It's like, oh, my God, we're getting killed in the chicken wars.
The guy, I thought you guys were against gay marriage. Yeah, that was before the Popeye sandwich came out, all right? We got problems. I could just see it in the boardroom. Yeah, that's all good. Listen, I just bought a new house. I got to sign with a new golf club. Listen, we got to ease up on this. Yeah. I guess there are commercials of, 2 months ago, Larry forgot $1.71 here, and we held on to it for him.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe.
You know what I mean?
I hate Chick-fil-A's commercials. Like, they assume that me and you are stupid, like the guy with the sign language and stuff. It's like, I get it. Like, you know what I mean? You're a nice guy. It's like, oh yeah, you're such good people. You know, you dude, showed up with the band.
I've been
showed
to Chick-fil-A.
Up with a
they're
baton.
Not that nice.
Like, no, they're not. They're talking about like, oh my God, we gave money to this dance team from Texas and this and that. It is pure BS. The only reason they get the punch from the college football crowd because it's sponsored by it. But these commercials, they're actually nauseating the way they like think we're going to believe the stuff that they do. Get bent. I've been to Chick-fil-A, too. I didn't get treated like that. Here's your chicken sandwich. Beat it. Right. There was no.
You know what I would
hey,
like, actually, I'll come around on Chick-fil-A if like they come over to my place on a Sunday night. They're like, yeah. We knew Gabriel had a bad Sunday afternoon with the NFL, so we figured a couple
a
of Chick-fil-A
of
sandwiches would cheer him up. Like,
I will
and
say
I'd be
this,
like, yeah, you know what? I was feeling pretty down. And, you know, I'd love to see, like, your testimony. Yeah, I was considering robbing a gas station, but, you know, Chick-fil-A, then the door knocked, and it was Chick-fil-A. And, you know, I want to thank Chick-fil-A for helping me not make a bad decision.
Exactly. Their mac and cheese looks awesome, though, too, with the nice crust.
It does look good.
There. I'll give them credit. That is a good product. Anyway.
A true story, Kurtz. A true story. Years ago, this is like 25 years ago or so, I did not know, but my ex-girlfriend at the time entered like a beer contest. It was right out of The Simpsons, Cam. Like, basically, like I'm sitting at home alone. And I just sort of hear like this loud music and stuff. Then I look outside and there's like a bunch of like there's a bunch of chicks and like it's like the Molson Mobile and stuff.
Nice.
I literally got selected for like the party and stuff, but I was sitting there alone. So basically what happened is they gave me the beer.
Yeah.
They gave me the beer and they were like, listen, like, can we just go home? And yeah. I was like, well, do I get the beer? They're like, yeah, you get the beer. And they're like, you know, they're like, for our boss's sake, we need to take a few pictures, though. So
yeah,
took a couple of pictures, like we're all crazy partying and stuff like that. And then really, like I opened the door. They're like, oh, we thought there was a party. And they're like, well, if there's no party, like, you know, we're supposed to film it and like blah, blah. And I was like, no, there's no party. But do I get the beer anyways? I didn't know about it. So, the one night I won. I didn't even know. I did get to keep the beer, though. Keep the beer. All right, George. So, what's your pick? What's your pick for tonight's football game?
Yeah, I'm with you on. Like you said, Angela, I got Kansas City winning as well. I think it's gonna be a high scoring game. I think lots of points gonna be put up on the board here, and I got the Chiefs to win. Might play them along with a parlay of with Pat Mahomes getting over a touchdown and a half. I like a lot of props tonight too. I'm gonna have a blast. But give me the Chiefs to win.
Did you say my boy Angelo too? Like he's a star now. Yeah, we really should have gotten him a mic. I didn't think he was gonna talk that much. He started talking about how he was in Atlantic City and he got an inside tip about Virginia Tech.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The game. Georgia Tech didn't.
I like
score
that devil shirt.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those
that
are
devil's
great.
That devil's T-shirt. That's like. He probably got that like opening night at Brendan Byrne Arena type thing.
Oh yeah.
Like,
those
that's
are the
some
kind
old
you
Devils
find.
Gear, man.
When I go to sports stores, they're in like the bargain bin, you know, the old ones there. It's just like Devils $5, you know, bargain
right,
bin.
Go
type
see
thing.
Go yeah, see if he's it. In the sports book now. Go find Angela. We'll bring him up. We want to hear the Virginia Tech story.
Well, Georgia Tech was playing better, Gabe. They shouldn't have lost by 45-0. That game was a little bit weird, but I'm not gonna call it fixed, but you know, it was weird. It was different.
Yeah, Georgia Tech just suck.
Yeah,
Georgia
they were
Tech
playing better
suck.
The last
right.
few weeks. So, but anyway, yes. Tonight. We'll talk about tonight.
So Kurtz, what's your props tonight? What are you looking at tonight?
All right, so props tonight. I got a score in the first 6 minutes of the game. I got -105. I'll take my chances there. Melvin Gordon scores a touchdown, -150. Hunter Henry's more of a educated guess for me, +150. I think I took a shot there. Total TDs over 5.5. Rivers throws an interception. Mahomes, I said, over a touchdown and a half here. Kansas City to win. I might do that in a parlay with that Mahomes one because that's -255 there for over a touchdown and a half.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking. Yeah, is it that high now?
It was for me about a half hour ago.
Book. Yeah.
Where'd you get the 4.5 points, by the way? When did you place that bet?
It's 5.5.
Is that recently?
Now.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, right. Mine went
up. 5.5 now.
If it gets any higher, it's 4.5. Chargers.
It was 4.5 up to about, I guess, 2 o'clock today.
Yeah, it went to 5. Yeah, around 4:45, Gabe, it went to 5. And now I'm seeing 5.5 on Mr. Green. Yeah, so it's steaming. A lot of Chiefs action right here.
Right, money's coming in on KC.
Yeah, I know. It's getting up
there. And the over. The over's being steamed, too. That total was 50. Like, it opened, 52.5 now? Yeah, 52.5. I saw, when it opened, 52.5. Yeah, 5.5. It's getting interesting, Gabe. I'm starting to think about taking the Bolts, especially in a teaser, plus 12.5. Hello, that's a lot of points. I don't think KC blows them out.
All right, let's see. Mahomes passing touchdowns here. Passing yards, Mahomes passing touchdowns.
Pass attempts.
Wow. 2.5 now.
That's stupid.
Earlier in the day, it was 1.5. It was 2.5. It was 2.5. Now it's 2.5 minus 148 to the under. 3 touchdown passes from Mahomes pace plus 116. So earlier, what did you say, Kurtz? You got 1.5, but minus 250?
255, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, earlier FanDuel had this at about 215. And, you know, I thought it was a little high, but I thought it was doable. All right, hopefully this didn't move, because I gave this on a FanDuel video earlier in the day. Pat Mahomes' longest pass in a game. I said over 43.5. Yeah, it's still 43.5. That's an obscure prop that people don't really play. So if it would have moved, I would have been frustrated. That's still 43.5. That's a prop that I'm going to be playing.
I'm going to play the long field goal.
Yeah, long field goal in the altitude.
Mexico City altitude, absolutely.
Especially, you know, at the end of a half. That's where you'll get a guy. Because they're not going to try a 65-yarder if they miss and you get the ball on the 35-yard line or whatever, something stupid. You know what I mean? But at the end of the...
Dude, did last
Jason
week.
Garrett's not coaching tonight, Kurtz. I know. You're right. Jason Garrett's an idiot. What do you want me to tell you? Isn't he an Ivy Leaguer too?
Yes.
Princeton, right? Princeton.
Yeah. Starting to wonder about the Ivy Leaguers. Like Drew Detmeyer's the smartest Ivy Leaguer I know.
Yeah, you got Fitzpatrick. Yeah.
They make a lot of bad decisions.
Garrett. They sure do for Ivy Leaguers. Yeah, you'd expect more. I'm not so sure.
I'm looking for the longest field goal scored.
I bet
46.5.
That's actually pretty good.
46.5. That's actually not bad. That's kind of fair.
I like that.
46.5 isn't bad. I agree. I'll be playing that tonight. But I like Mahomes' long completion over the 43.5. Between Hardman and Hill, one of them will they're going to be going deep. It's Mexico City. You almost know they almost want to find out how far Mahomes can actually throw it. At least there'll be a couple of attempts at it. Not to mention the Chiefs can also get it like on a screen or something like that. You could dump it off to Damian Williams. He could pop one for 44 yards. Watkins is capable of a 44-yarder. There's just options to be able to get it. I would expect, I'm expecting at least one bomb. It's 39.5. For Phillip Rivers' longest prop. Another one I like tonight, Cam, was Austin Eckler over 57.5 rushing receiving yards.
I like that, too, a lot. But it's Austin, gone up. It's actually the first bet that I have written down, Gabe. It's funny you mentioned, because that's what they do, right? They'll give it to Gordon, but Eckler gets a lot of little dump-offs. I think on Mr. Green it went up. I got to check the What did you get it at? What was the number?
It's 57.5 still. It hasn't moved all day here. 57.5.
I got 61.5. Better get it now.
Yeah, that's the thing. When it comes to props, it's good to shop around because, generally point spreads and totals will be the same everywhere, but props will be different.
True.
All right, we're throwing it down here at Sports Grid Studio, FanDuel Sportsbook, Monday Night Football. We got George Kurtz, Cam Stewart, I'm Moretti. Get on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, we've actually been turned down by Angelo. Angelo got...
better offer.
Nah, I got too busy. I got some horses to bet. Northfield, Turf Paradise, Dover Downs.
No, he's like, no, I don't want to, I don't want to go on. Like, he's acting like he didn't already go on type of thing. He's like, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved. So shout out to our boy Angelo, who's he's got to go back to Atlanta City. He's got nice picks though. He had $400 on the Baltimore Ravens, so good job for him. All right, so the 2020 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is announced by the Baseball Hall of Fame earlier in the day today. Bobby Abreu, not a Hall of Famer. Bobby Abreu.
Bobby Abreu. Let's just blast through them. Not a Hall of Famer. Pass.
We'll blast through them here. Yeah. All right, Bobby Abreu, no. Josh Beckett, no. Beckett's not a Hall of Famer.
Won a World Series, but no.
How is Heath Bell even on this?
Pass.
Because you're alive and you played baseball.
Barry Bonds, yes.
Yes. Who cares about the drugs?
George?
Not going to get in, but yes.
Before. Yes.
Yes, I'm yes on Bonds.
Listen, all again.
They've all done steroids. You can't convince me otherwise. Yes.
Yep. I agree with Kurtz.
I put him in. Me too.
You got to put him
in. It's enough time now. It's exactly. Over. Like, get over.
Come on, they've all done it. Bonds was just an ass. If Bonds wasn't an ass, he'd already be in. But he was an ass to the media. They don't like him, so he's out.
Like Jack Morris, we talk about, Gabe. People hate
like Roger Clemens.
Clemens, yeah.
Same problem.
Look at Andy Pettit. People like Andy Pettit. People hate Roger Clemens. There's a difference. Andy Pettit's a G-shucks nice guy. Clemens is a go F yourself guy. All right. So Eric Chavez, no.
Oh.
Roger Clemens.
No.
Yes. Roger Clemens.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, the best right-handed
Dunn,
pitches no.
No.
Adam Dunn. No.
Adam
way.
Dunn, no. Sean Figgins, no.
No.
Rafael Furcal, no.
No.
I heard this name earlier in the day. I'm like, no. Jason Giambi, no.
No.
No. Getting tagged out like an idiot in the playoffs doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame.
Like, I agree.
That was his brother, not him.
All right. I confused them. Whatever. They're both, whatever.
They're not Hall of Famers
Wasn't Giambi on the Juice?
He was
too,
on the team, yeah. Yes, of course. Remember, he got caught, too. He sort of admitted it without admitting it because it might have been in his contract. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, but I can't tell you why I'm sorry. That sort of thing.
All right, Todd Helton, he's really good, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
I know it. Todd Helton's closer than those other guys, though, Gabe. Yes. I think he had a very,
agreed.
Very brilliant career.
Agreed I think
he's
very close. Hall of very he's, border, good.
He's borderline.
Hall of very good.
He's really good, but he's not a Hall of Famer. Close. Raul Ibanez, no.
No.
Derek Jeter. Jeter will be a first ballot.
Unanimous, I imagine.
Yep.
Yeah. He turns out to kind of be a horrible owner. You know, I don't think, like, there'll be a lot of Marlin fans there to celebrate, but Yankee fans can embrace this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, all right, this next guy's interesting. Andrew Jones. Is Andrew Jones a Hall of Famer, Kim?
I think he is. It is so close, like, that is paper thin. Like, Andrew Jones was so good for so long, Gabe.
Mike got saying sure, no. He played a long time, though, right?
He did. Longevity gets award. It's tough. To me, that guy's right there. Like, it could go either way. Like, Helton's very close, so is Jones. You don't like
I
you don't
think about Jones it. It's influence? No.
Yeah.
I'm a tough grader. I'm a tough grader when it comes to Hall of Fame. I think it should be the Hall of Great. You know, the best of the best. Not the Hall of Very Good or, oh, wow. He had some great years. He did. a fantastic defensive player.
No.
He's close.
I can't put
never nailed for steroids. Never nailed for steroids. Great, great defensive player.
Exactly.
You know what's amazing? Like, if it sounded stupid, like, if he just had a little bit more, he's got 434 home runs, 1,289 RBIs. He's a career 254 batting average. Hitter. What's his postseason? What's his postseason average? Hit 273 in the postseason. That's not bad.
Players, Gabe. When you think of great players, does Andrew Jones come to mind? When you think of a guy,
Does Harold Baines?
Oh, he should be in there. I would take guys out before I put people in. Baines is a joke because La Russa knew people on the council, so he was able to talk them into it. That's why Baines is in.
Yeah.
I say no to Jones as well. It's cruel, right. But say no.
It's close, but you're right. To George's point, it has to be excellence, not very, very good. It has to be superior. So, yes, no.
I'm sure our boy Hamburg's like, you guys hate
you guys
Atlanta.
Are hating on the Falcons. You're hating on Jones. Chipper, screw you guys.
No, we're just being real here. All right, Paul Konerko, no.
I love Paul
Cliff
Konerko,
Lee. Is Cliff Lee a Hall of Famer?
No way.
Cliff Lee.
No. Good years, but right.
No.
A couple of good years. Not
Carlos Pena, no.
No.
You're right. Carlos Pena, no. Brad Penny, no. Andy Pettit.
Borderline.
No.
Andy Pettit's tough, but no.
It's the same as
Andy
Jones.
Pettit wasn't great. Andy Pettit just was good in the playoffs. He was okay. He's better than okay, but you know what I mean? What did Andy Pettit average wins a season? Like 14 type of thing? In that range?
He won 200 playoff games, so he's going to get a boost to that. But he was never the guy where you're like, oh, wow, Andy Pettit Day's pitcher today. That's win day. It was never that. You know, he was on a good Yankee team. He's, once again, the Hall of Very Good. It's what he is.
Right.
I love Andy Pettit.
Yeah, he's on the team with Todd Helton.
And Andrew Jones.
Hey, Pettit.
Jones is playing center.
Andrew Jones. It's a good team. It's a damn good team. You're right, but it's not a Hall team. All right, J.J. Putz. No.
J.J. Putz? What the hell are you talking about? Putz?
That's the name, Kemp. It goes Brad Penny, Andy Pettit, J.J. Putz, Manny Ramirez.
Yes. He's in.
Another complete moron for different reasons. He's a Hall of Famer.
You got to put Manny Ramirez in the Hall of Famer.
He did cheat a couple of times, man. He pissed off a couple of teams.
I know
the Red Sox
and
Dodgers want nothing to do with him, but he's still a Hall of Famer. One of the best right-handed hitters of our time.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't keep a guy out that has 555 home runs and career batting average at 312.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Manny Ramirez. Manny's a Hall of Famer. Manny's a Hall of Famer. That doesn't mean these guys are getting in this year. I'm just saying, you know, out of these guys who I think will get in eventually.
None of them are.
Brian Roberts, no. Scott Rowland, no. Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's tight. Yep. He's another tight one. Leaning but yes. That's tough.
He is a Hall of Famer.
He's won multiple World Series.
All right. Yep. He was a
dominant
pitcher.
He's won two
pitch.
World
he's,
Series.
He's a guy you would
he was
want
a stud
on the
in the playoffs. He won a lot of games.
Saying?
Like, he's good.
Yeah,
like,
he's just
a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He's not, yeah. And he thinks he's out because of his political. It's not even politics. You're obnoxious, right? Like, as a whole.
He
hates on everything all the time. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you just shut up for 2 years, you'd be in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, he'll say something stupid tonight about this on Twitter. Oh, I'll get in, but, you know, those pinko commie, like, Nazis won't let me, like, whatever. He'll be, like, way extreme. You know what I mean? No, it's true. It's true, Ken. That's what he does. And then he'll play victim.
Of course
he does. But his stats, he's a Hall of Famer. He hasn't committed any, he's a jerk, whatever. I mean, but there's no reason to keep him out, right?
He's a guy you would want on the mound for Game 7, right? Would you want him on the mound for Game 7? Yes, we all would.
Yes,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Pretty much everything else.
I'm not disputing. He's a Hall of Famer.
I would love to hear his Hall of Fame speech. See who else he can criticize and take down with. That'd be great.
Oh, God. Well, it can't be any meaner than Michael Jordan was. during his Hall of Fame speech.
That's a good point.
I never really watched that basketball. Nobody watches the Basketball Hall of Fame speeches, but I actually saw a documentary, Cam, on him, and it was the first time I saw his speech. He's insane.
He holds a lot of bitterness.
Like, you're Michael Jordan. Oh, yeah. Like, he started, ripping, people in high school and stuff. Hey, you, remember I played against you, and how'd that work out for you? You know what I mean? He's just vindictive. Not like an it motivated me. He's just a mean-spirited dude.
You're right. Even when he's selling underwear, the Hanes campaign, he's not that guy. He's not the friendly guy you meet on the plane. If that big fat guy said, "Hey, Michael Jordan for Hanes," Michael Jordan would smoke him right in the melon. He's not I had a buddy.
Imagine seeing Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I know a guy personally.
And telling him, "Hey, I just bought some Hanes because of you, Mike."
Exactly.
You think you go, thanks? Yeah. He'd be like, F off.
He'd be like, screw off. Go get some Fruit of the Looms, you dick. That's what he said. No, my buddy's, my ex-girlfriend's father used to go to memorabilia shows, and Michael Jordan would get paid for appearances. He told me he's the meanest guy. He hated on everybody, players, fans. He's not a happy guy. He's just.
Bitter. Oh, no. Some rapper, there's a famous story. A rapper paid $23,000 for an autographed Michael Jordan jersey at a Michael Jordan event. And he went up to Jordan after. I think it was Chameleon or one of these guys. And he asked him, he's like, "Can I get a picture and whatever with you?" And Jordan, said, "I don't take pictures with, and he said some really mean stuff to the guy. You know what's crazy, though? My boy Kyle Turley, Michael Jordan went up to him, and that never happens. Kyle Turley was in a hotel bar in Los Angeles, and Michael Jordan came up to him with a bunch of dudes, and Michael Jordan said, this is the guy, man. It's one of the craziest guys ever in the NFL." And Jordan said, "Can I take a picture with you?" Yeah, Kyle tells the story about how Jordan came up to him and said, "Can I get a picture with you?"
That's great.
And Jordan's known for not taking pictures. And Jordan wanted a picture with him. It's pretty crazy, too. You know, Reggie Bush grew up. Reggie Bush, his favorite player was Kyle Turley growing up. Mike Cardano on the hotline. Is Gary Sheffield a Hall of Famer? That was the next player I was going to bring up.
I like Gary Sheffield.
Mr. Cardano. What's up, Mike?
I don't know, but Curt Schilling does not get in. He blocked me on Twitter.
I so knew this was coming.
He blocked you on Twitter, right?
I don't know if you remember, but I booked him for you. You interviewed him up in Toronto on Game Time Decisions, and after the show, he blocked me on Twitter. Now, I don't know what I said to him, or I don't remember what it was, and then for 2 or 3 months, I was just testing him. I had his cell phone number. I was just calling him relentlessly. I ordered a pizza to his house, everything.
Trolling.
You should have asked. You should have said you had a video game to invest in. If you remember the interview, I didn't get into it with him.
It still perturbs me that he blocked me. I can't figure out why. It pisses me off.
So, if you were not a voter, you're like, "I'm not voting for this guy. He blocked me."
That's it. No way. Guys, I think you got Andrew Jones wrong. He was so good on defense.
He did
nothing at all dropped in front of him, and yet you still couldn't get the ball over his head. And then the fact that he had some pop and was more than adequate offensively. I understand he was an all-star. He was not an all-star offensive hitter, but he was good. But when you take his defense, I don't remember, other than an exceptional play or two from Jim Edmonds, I don't remember in my lifetime watching anybody control a game in the outfield like he did.
As defense,
one of the best defensive, one of the best defensive center fielders ever, modern era, without a doubt. All right, a couple of more names on the other side. We'll get George Kurtz's NHL picks of the night. We're not getting any NBA picks. Yeah, we'll get two. We'll get his NHL picks.
He's got an NBA pick for you.
Yeah, no NBA
make
picks.
For you. I don't know how good they'll be. Just play it.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good one. All right.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, we can go on and on and on, man. We're going to have a lot of fun with the Hall of Fame stuff. We'll have time to get into it. Other names on this list. So we got stuck on Curt Schilling, who blocked. I don't know if I pissed Curt Schilling off. I really didn't get into it with him in the interview, though. I debated a bit with him. I talked to him about, you know, he was talking about how, you know, I think he said because he's a Trump supporter that they, and he was basically trying to get the MAGA crowd, like, on his side. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was his sort of, you know, campaign. And I kind of, you know, I said, is it Trump or is it that you're talking about, like, transvestites and Nazis from the Little League World Series? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if it's like who you voted for, bro. Like, it has nothing to do with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're nuts. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
You attack everyone all the time, too. So Gary Sheffield. Quickly on Gary Sheffield.
Yes.
George?
Yes.
George says yes to Sheffield. Huh?
I say yes, too. Huh? Sheffield's amazing. And Cardano like brought up a good point about Andrew Jones. His defense is so superior with, like, he deserves it. Like, he's right borderline, but he deserves it. Sheffield, yes, Gabe. Longevity, too. Like, he was so good for so long. Gary Sheffield was awesome.
How about this with Sheffield? I didn't even realize how good this is. From 1992 to 2005,
yep.
Only Barry Bonds, Frank Thomas, and Manny Ramirez were better hitters.
Yep, exact. Yeah, Gary Sheffield, man. He's
304 batting average, 411 on base percentage, 551 slugging percentage. His ballpark adjusted OPS was a plus 153, 53% above league average. The fourth best among hitters from 1992 through 2005. Only Barry Bonds, Frank Thomas, and Manny Ramirez had better numbers.
He was really good.
Kind of a gruff guy, though, right? But you can't, not let him in.
Another jerk.
All right, the other ones were Alfonso Soriano, no. Sammy Sosa should be in, but won't get in. Jose Valerde, Omar Vizquel, hell of a defensive player. Billy Wagner and Larry Walker. Larry Walker's an interesting one. George, what do you have in the NHL tonight?
All right, give me the Capitals tonight. I'm going to go there with a Capitals Coyotes parlay. Only two games.
Me too, buddy.
Capitals Coyotes parlay. Level two coming up. Get on the grid.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.